Hi everyone, my name's Selena. And starting this week, I'm going to be your new host for the Pronunciation Challenge. I'm going to take you guys on a wild ride and discover new topics every week. And hopefully, we can learn something from each other and come out to the other side improved and refreshed. Let's start our first episode together with something that's been bugging me. Lately, my sleep schedule is absolutely messed up. I just couldn't fall asleep right away. So, today we're gonna take a look at some helpful tips to help us sleep better at night. Has this ever happened to you? You turn off the lights, lying there in your cozy bed, eyes closed, and your mind begins to wind down. Everything's calm and peaceful. The world seems to fall asleep with you. Suddenly, some random and unpleasant thoughts pop into your head. Oh no! Today, I embarrassed myself. I said the wrong thing to my boss and I'll probably get fired. But I still got rent to pay. And then, you're so worried and anxious to the point that you're wide awake, thinking about everything bad that has ever happened to you. How do we overcome this problem? The video suggests we can distract ourselves with interesting images, which brings us to our sentence of the day. These kind of images can then transfer into dream content, so keep it pleasant and positive. These kind of images can then transfer into dream content, so keep it pleasant and positive.
这些意象之后可能会转换成梦的内容，所以要让他们保持开心正向。
I think this advice makes sense to me. Try to come up with happy thoughts instead of negative ones.
因为如果你想到一些讨厌的食物啊，讨厌的人啊，那可能就会变成噩梦，那就有点可怕了齁。
好，So, let's take a look at some tips to improve your pronunciation.
那接下来我们来看一些发音的诀窍。在这一句里面总共有三个发音的小技巧要分享给大家。第一个是 kinds of 的 S 和 of 的 O 合在一起的时候会变成有声的 Z， 所以是 kinds of。 接下来我们来看一下 keep it， 要注意的是 keep 是长母音 E， 后面的 it 则是短母音， P 跟短母音相连的话就是 keep it。 那最后一个发音技巧我们要来看到的是 pleasant， 要注意这边的 s 不是发 s 的声音，不是无声的吼，而是发 z， 所以是 pleasant。 看完了发音技巧，我来介绍几个单字给大家。这支影片的三个单字都很简单而且非常常见到哦。那第一个是 transfer，这个字有非常多的意思，第一个意思就是搬运，接下来像是转院啊、转队、转学、转车，全部都可以用 transfer 这个字。这边来给大家一个例句，像我家住在文湖线上，所以到忠孝附近的时候，捷运上就会听到 Please transfer to the Brown Line， 请在这里换车到棕线。在这一句里 transfer 的后面其实有个介系词叫 intoTransfer into， 它的意思就是改变。
Within 10 years, this block has transferred into a thriving financial district.
在十年的时间，这个街区已经变成繁荣的金融区。那接下来我们来看第二个单字 content。这个字蛮特别的，因为不同的意思它有不同的念法。那我们先介绍 content， 就是当作内容这个名词的时候。它的重音是摆在第一个音节，所以是 content。
Critics think the author's new book lacks content.
评论家认为这位作家的新书缺乏任何内容。第二个念法就是把重音移到第二个音节的位置， content。它可以当作动词或是形容词，意思就是满意或满足。
The readers are not content with this new book either.
除了刚刚提到的评论家不是很喜欢这本新书之外，连读者都不是很喜欢，那这本书还卖得出去吗？天哪，太惨了吧。好，最后一个单字我们要介绍的是 positive。 positive 这个字，这个字当作形容词用，它有非常多的意思，像是乐观的或是确定的。然后像前阵子川普不是确诊新冠肺炎吗？像是确诊为阳性也是 positive 这个字。那2020也快要走到尾声了，不知道大家觉得明年会怎么样？ For me, I'm very positive that 2021 is going to be a good year. 但其实疫情，你看疫苗都还没有出来，所以其实明年会怎样还很难讲。 Maybe I'm too positive. 或许我有点太乐观了，应该要现实一点，不要那么天真，觉得明年会好一点。那假设是悲观的话，这个字要怎么讲呢？就是 negative， negative。 它的意思除了悲观之外，还有像是 say no to somebody 的否定的，或是阳性确诊阳性的相反，所以是阴性的。 Don't be so negative, everything is going to be fine. 别那么悲观，凡事都会好起来的。 Because in 2021,Whatever the situation is, we're in it together. I believe we're gonna get through it. Alright, that's it for today. Let me know if the tips in this video help you alleviate your anxiety at night. Or you can share your secret formula for a good night's sleep. Tell me in the comment section below. And don't forget to leave your recordings on your way out. Thanks for tuning in for my first episode. I'll see you next time. Have a splendid week.